Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If I were to ask you to make a list of the most significant and compelling quotes from the events and the people of Holy Week, I doubt very much whether the quote that we're going to look at today would be on that list. And that's unfortunate. Because today's quote is probably has more of a day-to-day effect on how we view God and what we expect from Him as our God than almost any other statement from Holy Week. More than that, probably than almost any other statement in the Scriptures. The statement comes as Jesus appears before Pontius Pilate in the hours before his death, as he has been accused of publicly voicing his opposition of paying taxes to Caesar and of claiming to be a king. And so Pilate asked Jesus directly. He said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" To which Jesus replied, "You are right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world." And Jesus also said to Pilate these words, which are serving as our crucial quote for the week. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world." But Pilate didn't understand that. And thus, when the Jews told him that he was no friend of Caesar if he let Jesus go free, he listened to them. I mean, how could he take the side of this man, Jesus, if he claimed to be a king? What would Caesar say? The rise of a king in this Roman outpost of Judea. What would Caesar do to Pilate for letting this king live? For letting this king gain a following? No matter what Pilate thought of Jesus personally, he just couldn't take the chance. And so he finally handed Jesus over to be crucified. He did to Jesus what King Herod the Great had tried to do to Jesus some 33 or so years earlier. And what was interesting, he did it for the exact same reason. Pilate sentenced Jesus to death because he thought that he might be a king. And Herod sought to kill the newborn baby Jesus for the exact same reason. Neither man wanted to see his life nor his authority as king usurped or taken over by a new king. But little did they know, nor did they understand, that Jesus' kingship and his kingdom was not of this world. Had they known that and understood that, they would not have feared Jesus at all. But they did fear him, because they thought he was going to be an earthly king. And as such, they thought that he might be preparing to rule and to reign and to command and to kill and to subjugate and to enslave anyone who opposed him. Because that's what kings in this world do. They're in charge. They're in control. They rule and they reign over their subjects for their own benefit. Their power is absolute. And they determine the course of their subjects' lives. That's why Jesus' statement was so important for Pilate to hear. So significant. And for us to understand. Since Jesus' kingdom is not of this world, thus also neither is his reign. He didn't come to this world to rule and to reign, to conquer and to control. He came to this world to serve and to save, to love and to forgive. He came to lay down his life on a cross that we might receive the forgiveness of our sins and to rise from the dead so that he might lead us and love us then throughout eternity. His kingship has to do with eternal things, not temporal things. And thus Pilate and Herod had nothing to fear from the reign of Jesus. But Jesus' quote, "My kingdom is not of this world," is not only relevant for Pilate or for Herod. It's also relevant for us today also. Because you see, whether we realize it or not, one of the biggest stumbling blocks to the maturation of our faith is this statement from Jesus. I can't tell you how many times I have heard folks express frustration and hurt because Jesus has not stepped into their lives and fixed the problems that they were currently having. They so often want him as king in his sovereignty to reign over their lives and to conquer and to control all of the things that cause them trouble. We hear Jesus' words in this quote about his kingdom being from another place, but too often those words don't really register with us. Too often they don't mean any more to us than they meant to Pilate. And thus Pilate, in his misunderstanding, permitted Jesus to be crucified. And thus we, in our misunderstanding, get angry and frustrated and impatient with God because he doesn't fix our lives. But Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. I know so often we want it to be, we want to believe that it is, but it's not. And so we can't expect Jesus to make our lives free from sorrow and free from suffering. We can't expect him to make things right when we are unjustly or unfairly wronged by some person or some situation. We can't expect him to reign over the minutiae of our lives in the same way that a king reigns over the details of his kingdom. In 1 Timothy, St. Paul wrote, he said, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners." The essence of Jesus' kingship is to reign as King Supreme over sin, death, and the power of the devil so that we might be forgiven and so that we would be saved. And he's done that for us. And he continues to do that for us through his suffering and death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave. Through those events, Jesus was coronated as king. And subsequently ascended the throne in heaven, upon which he will now reign forever and ever. You see, our salvation is certain, and our eternity is secure in his hands, because Jesus is indeed our king. And he will be our king for all eternity. And also because his kingdom is not of this world. To God be the glory for the gift of his Son, Jesus. Amen.